So girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you,
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin, the Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Striking auto workers in Michigan will get some presidential attention. President Biden will visit a picket line tomorrow, a day before former President Trump goes to Detroit. The expanded strike against the Detroit automakers is in day 11, encompassing dozens of plants across 20 states. And while their brethren in the states remain off the job, Canadian auto workers have ratified a new contract with Ford.
Sunday's decision potentially sets a precedent that could play out in the UAW strike at automaker facilities in the U.S. Unifor says the new agreement raises base hourly pay for production workers by almost 20% over 3 years and by more than 25% for trade workers. It also gives permanent workers a $10,000 bonus and adds a cost of living adjustment to keep wages in line with inflation. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
After roaring ashore over the weekend in North Carolina, Ophelia, now a post-tropical storm, continues lashing the East Coast from New Jersey to Massachusetts with gusty winds and flooding rains. NASA researchers can't wait to dig into the first asteroid samples collected from deep space, returned to Earth over the weekend aboard the small OSIRIS-REx capsule, which parachuted into the Utah desert precisely as planned.
When we took that sample, we were over 200 million miles away from us here on Earth. The long journey back, 1.2 billion miles from asteroid Bennu back to here with that sample, has just come to a dramatic close.
NASA's James Traley. He worked right through the weekend, and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he does remain optimistic that a partial government shutdown can be avoided. There isn't much time left, though. A September 30th deadline is fast approaching. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red so far. The Dow futures are down about 15 points. NASDAQ futures off 13. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Ukrainian officials say a Russian drone and missile strike near Odessa has damaged port infrastructure, a grain silo, and an abandoned hotel, and injured one person. The Ukraine president's office says 4 civilians were killed, 13 wounded in the past day as the war entered its 20th month. Russia has continuously targeted port and grain storage facilities in Odessa since pulling out of a deal that allowed Ukrainian grain exports to countries facing the threat of hunger. The attacks have destroyed silos, warehouses, oil terminals, and other infrastructure that's crucial for storage and shipping. Top Thai officials welcoming hundreds of Chinese tourists at Bangkok's international airport, the first day of a new visa-free entry program that officials say should boost tourism. Thailand's prime minister handing out gifts and posed for pictures with his tourism minister. Other VIPs greeted roughly 300 travelers from Shanghai. News and analysis, townhall.com. Just a week before his 99th birthday, former President Carter and his wife out and about over the weekend in Plains, Georgia. Correspondent Jackie Quinn.
People who attended this weekend's Plains Peanut Festival in Plains, Georgia, say they were thrilled to see former President Jimmy Carter and his wife Rosalynn being driven through the event. A video was posted on social media of the former first couple in an SUV taking in the sights and waving to spectators Saturday. The couple, married 77 years, has largely retreated from the public spotlight amid health challenges. The former president's been in home hospice care since February. His 99th birthday arrives October 1st, and Rosalynn Carter was recently diagnosed with dementia. The Carter Center says they enjoyed the ride through the festival. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloudy skies with rain likely, possibly some thundershowers as well, highs working up to 63. Up east to southeast winds, 5 to 15. For tonight, still that chance for showers and storms, a low of 53. And a slight chance for a spotty shower lingering on Tuesday, a high of 66. Wednesday, cloudy but dry conditions there, mid-60s for highs. Thursday, at least some partial sunshine making a return, working up to a high of 67. And for Wednesday, partly sunny skies in the lower 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, it's 55.
I had to say hello, and I don't mean to pry, but girl, I gotta know, what is your name? How come I ain't seen you around before? So, you know, I ain't never had a type, having a type takes two. But I know what I like, and you're the only one of you, you're something else. And I know we just never. I wanna introduce you to my kinfolk. Joni on the phone, she'll leave us on the light. I wanna see the way you look up under all those stars. You're gonna be the top words, gonna get around. They'll tell you how they thought I'd never settle down out on the porch. Ain't it funny the way things change? I wanna introduce you to my kinfolk. I knew it all before I knew what love was. Gave up on it.
freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
And you should probably leave as it's just with Justin Lynch. Your stars like confetti.
There we were in the back of that old C71. The road was dirt. A couple kids waiting on some cherry red. And baby, I still recall the taste. We were a few beers shy of freedom. I had my hands around your waist. You said, babe, I'm getting cold. Climb on in my jacket. You already know, like my heart, you can't have it. Oh, I don't remember what the radio's playing. I was saying like the moon on all the words your lips were saying. All I know is there was magic in that shady baby. You were growing, I was throwing stars like confetti. Oh, stars like confetti. Dusted up boots and high on a perfume buzz. That sea forever sky wasn't near as high as us. Yeah, our hearts would beat faster than a runaway midnight train. We couldn't stay forever, but we said it anyway. Baby, hold me tight and never let me go. Look up at the sky, heaven's putting on a show. I don't remember what the radio's playing.
your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
Every day, like you prayed that I would.
Mr. Thomas Red and Angels Don't Always Have Wings in 98Q Country. A little bit of rain out there, a lot of rain out there this morning. Been raining at a fairly moderate pace here in the city of Park Falls for a while, for at least, however long I've been up, for hour and a half or whatever. And it looks like it could be a washout today. Our chances of rain are kind of lingering between 40-50% pretty much the entire day today. So everything's kind of pointing toward a washout here today. Some moisture, not bad, though. 70 is what we're looking at tomorrow. Only 63 today. So maybe some indoor stuff, and anything that does happen outdoors would just be a plus today. But maybe just work on that indoor thing today. 70 for tomorrow, and then temperatures in the 60s and even low, and maybe even mid-70s as we get into the weekend. So we're not done with the summer-like weather here yet. But the rain is, I think for the most part, we can say is welcome. We need some good moisture as we head into the fall and winter season. Lots to talk about from the weekend. High school football from Friday night. Big cross-country meet held over the weekend. Phillips and Shawamigan. Packers, Vikings, Bears, Brewers, not officially a playoff, well, they are a playoff team. They're going to clinch that division this week. So we'll talk about all that coming up here this morning. Right now, Wisconsin Radio Network. Let's get a quick news and sports minute.
Jordan Love's first regular season start at Lambeau Field turned into one of the greatest comebacks in Packers history. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Green Bay trailed 17-0 going into the fourth quarter and responded with a field goal, a Jordan Love touchdown run followed by his pass for a two-point conversion, and then an 8-yard touchdown pass to Romeo Doubs for the 18-17 win over the Saints.
That whole fourth quarter was a blur. I've never been a part of something like that before where it looked so bleak. I mean, you guys saw it. You guys probably felt it. But our guys continued to fight, continued to battle. And that's all you can ask of anybody. And to me, that says something about those guys in that locker room.
Packers will host the Lions on Thursday night. Brewers will have to clinch the National League Central another day. They fell to the Marlins 4-1 in Miami on Sunday, remain a win or a Cubs loss away from clinching the division title. The Brewers back in action on Tuesday night, hosting St. Louis. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Bob Haig. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wants to block employee pay raises unless the UW system cuts diversity, equity, and inclusion funding. Governor Tony Evers says the Republican leader has a bee in his bonnet over DEI.
Frankly, I think it's ridiculous, and I think the people of Wisconsin think it's ridiculous, too.
Voss said last week he would not approve those pay raises until UW has cut DEI programs and staff by $32 million. Milwaukee's mayor will seek a full term in office.
Cavalier Johnson announced Wednesday he'll run for re-election in 2024. Johnson became the city's mayor in 2022 after defeating then-Milwaukee alderman and current Wisconsin State Representative Bob Donovan by a 2-1 margin. He's currently serving the remainder of the term of former mayor Tom Barrett, who stepped away from the office to become U.S. ambassador to Luxembourg. Johnson's re-election announcement comes a day after he unveiled his nearly $2 billion city budget, which proposes no service cuts for the first time in years. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
There's not much clarity about a situation involving Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes. The county board this week made a motion to refer alleged misconduct by Hakes to the Chippewa County District Attorney's Office for investigation. The DA's office said a complaint has been received but had no further comment. In a statement, Hakes said he didn't know what the allegations are and that, to his knowledge, no complaint has ever been filed against him. Police say a Portage woman will be charged after a 2-year-old overdosed on fentanyl Tuesday night. Officers revived the toddler with a dose of Narcan.
JB Disposal would like to salute the brave men and women of our armed forces. You can help our soldiers by donating blood. Your efforts can save the life of a wounded warrior. One pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Be a silent hero. Get out and donate blood for our soldiers. This message is courtesy of JB Disposal, serving our community with pride and excellence. That's JB Disposal. Reminding listeners, we live in the land of the free only because of our brave.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloudy skies with rain likely, possibly some thunder showers as well. Highs working up to 63. Of east to southeast winds, 5 to 15. For tonight, still that chance for showers and storms, a low of 53. And a slight chance for a spotty shower lingering on Tuesday, a high of 66. Wednesday, cloudy but dry conditions there, mid-60s for highs. Thursday, at least some partial sunshine making a return, working up to a high of 67. And for Wednesday, partly sunny skies in the lower 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, it's 55.
Brand new country. I woke up on the wrong side.
Q Country.
Yeah.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Working part-time, waiting tables. Left a small town, never looked back. I was a flight risk with the fear of falling. Wondering why we bother with love if it never lasts. I say, can you believe it? As we're lying on the couch, the moment I can see it, yes, yes, I can see.
Your classics, your country, 98 Q Country.
Yeah. just want you. No, I just want you.
And that's a new song from Warren Zelders. It's called Pretty Little Poison, 98Q Country. All right, here we go. A Monday, it's the final week of the month of September here, and we're feeling the a little bit of the feel of fall here with the rain, and hopefully it doesn't destroy our leaves too much out there and the colors, because it was pretty good. It was pretty good yesterday. The wind not, you know, blowing too much, so hopefully things will hang on for you out there so you can still drive around and ooh and ah at the fall colors. Lots to talk about. We know one thing for sure. We're going to have Brewer baseball next week. Looks like a week from tomorrow, the Brewer is going to be hosting a game at AmFam Field. That is not official yet, but the Brewers need to either win a game or, what is it, the Cubs lose a game and they got six to go, so that's going to happen this week. And the Brewers are already in the playoffs. They'll wrap up that division this week. And Brewer playoff baseball for you right here starting a week from tomorrow.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow, or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
Panasia Oriental Market, located in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin, is here to serve you. Market owner April Harshman welcomes any suggestions for additional ethnic foods, especially items to carry in her store, like newly in stock professional cooking woks available in 28 and 32 ounce capacity, plus rice cookers just in time for the fall to make your pan set noodles along with other ethnic dishes. Adding new foods and special items all the time, like super soft warm blankets to cozy up with on those cool fall nights, and super soft premium non-slip carpets by La Casa available in a variety of colorful designs. Plus all your favorite luncheon meats, snacks, pastas, fruits, fish, and more. At Panasia Oriental Market, open Monday through Saturday until 8 and Sundays till 6 in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Welcoming NEB and Food Share customers.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloudy skies with rain likely, possibly some thunder showers as well, highs working up to 63. Up east to southeast winds, 5 to 15. For tonight, still that chance for showers and storms, a low of 53, and a slight chance for a spotty shower lingering on Tuesday, a high of 66. Wednesday, cloudy but dry conditions there, mid-60s for highs. Thursday, at least some partial sunshine making a return, working up to a high of 67. And for Wednesday, partly sunny skies in the lower 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, it's 55.
If I'm recommending my favorite radio station, it's because not only are they playing great music, but they have DJs on that are connecting to us as listeners.
Red Hot Country.
It's great.
98Q Country.
Girl, I know I don't know you, but you're pretty little.
Jason Aldean there at 98Q. Appears to be a washout Monday, and some of that rain may linger into tomorrow, too. But a good, I mean, if we're going to have rain, come on. Monday's the day, right? Yeah. Get stuff done inside. We'll be all right. Temperature 60s today, 70 or so tomorrow, probably 60s, a mix of 60s and 70s over the next week to 10 days. So some very nice autumn weather. The fall season officially kicked in, the autumnal equinox on, what was it, Friday or Saturday, somewhere in there. We have a lot to talk about from the weekend. Lots of local sports stuff. The Badgers, the Brewers, the Packers, the Bears and the Vikings. Gracious. All right, we'll get to all that. Chat about it in the 7 o'clock hour. Our words of wisdom to get the day moving right now. Focus on the family, we call it. It's brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Your child's first stumble when they're learning to walk. Maybe their first bike crash. Sometimes parenting is about being there for your child when they fall. That's probably never more true than when your child suffers their first breakup in a relationship. Band-Aids may work for scrapes and cuts, but what do you do to help mend a teen's broken heart? Well, first of all, give them time. Parents can be quick to dismiss their heartbroken teenager as overly emotional, but the teen years are already a confusing time, and the pain of a breakup will only make things worse. Don't expect them to snap out of it. Give them some grace if they mope around the house for a while as they sort things through. Next, be willing to listen when your teen is ready to open up. Remember your first breakup when you thought the world was falling apart? If your teenager feels like you understand their pain, they'll be far less likely to search for comfort in unhealthy places. Finally, be as positive as you can with your teen. Your strength and influence is what will help them build their self-confidence. Teenagers often find their self-worth in their relationships, which makes a breakup more than the loss of someone special. It's a loss of their own personal identity. So when your teen experiences his or her first breakup, give them time, empathy, and encouragement. The same comfort that you may have needed way back when. To help your teen thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Dive into crime dramas on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on CSI, Criminal Minds, and Blue Bloods. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
From town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are advocating for what's right. We're working to increase affordable housing supply and ensure fair housing for all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th.
Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-552-6750. That's 800-552-6750. 800-552-6750.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloudy skies with rain likely, possibly some thunder showers as well. Highs working up to 63. Up east to southeast winds 5 to 15. For tonight, still that chance for showers and storms, a low of 53, and a slight chance for a spotty shower lingering on Tuesday, a high of 66. Wednesday, cloudy but dry conditions there, mid-60s for highs. Thursday, at least some partial sunshine making a return, working up to a high of 67. And for Wednesday, partly sunny skies in the lower 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently, it's 55.
Oh, okay. You ready now?
What's up, y'all? This is Sam Hunt.
That was easy. Now it's just water under the bridge. I'm still learning.
98 Q Country.
Been up since the crack of dawn, just trying to get paid. Been hotter than 100 suns, I can't find no shade. Just two more rows and I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower, and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. As I worked all day, I'm gonna work hard loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor, right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit, baby, we can slip right out of that barroom door. And when I take you home, don't worry, babe, I'm gonna kick them off on the porch. My